Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Clint Honkamp. Father Clinton is an associate pastor in Springfield, Illinois. His preaching today is entitled, Drawn to Jesus.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Mark. My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they will collapse on the way, and some of them have come a great distance. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's Gospel provides us with some interesting points to reflect upon. And I'd like to really just focus on three of them now, very briefly, for our ongoing reflection throughout the day. I think the first thing that's important to note in this passage is that the crowds were drawn to Jesus. They were willing to spend 3 days with him, listening to him in a deserted place. They were without food, probably without water, and yet they chose to follow Jesus, to listen to his teaching, which they eventually become convinced was more important than food or their own comfort, since they weren't at home. This reveals, I think, the unwavering interest that the people had in Jesus and in his teaching. They were drawn to him. They came from a great distance, and nothing else mattered. They simply wanted to be with him. Secondly, this passage reveals Jesus' deep concern for the people. We're told that his heart was moved with pity for them. He was grateful for their presence, but he was also concerned about their physical well-being, maybe even more so than they were. And thirdly, of course, quite subtly but profoundly, as he identifies the problem that the people were facing, namely being without food and being away from home for so long, Jesus invites the apostles to see the situation too. He doesn't actually go in and fix it immediately, but he tells the apostles what they must do. He explains the problem. Can they see it? Why do you think he did that? Maybe one reason Jesus did that is because he is trying to foster a deeper love and concern for the people in the hearts of the apostles. It's a moment in which he was testing them, if you will, and training them to think about the needs of others before their own. The people were before them. Could the apostles see what they needed? Could their hearts, too, be moved with pity for the crowd? The outline of these three problems through the eyes of a Dominican, of course, is that famous and ever so important motto that we share to contemplate and to give to others the fruits of our contemplation. Namely, of course, to first desire to be with Jesus in contemplation, more so than feeding or comforting ourselves, and then to be aware of what those around us need, and how the graces of God can move through us, to us, to transform all of us into the image of Christ. What about these three things? Are we drawn to Jesus with such intensity that he becomes the central focus of our life? Do we yearn to be with him? We long to have him flood our hearts and consume our soul? Secondly, are we aware of the deep concern that Jesus has for us? Are we aware that his heart is moved with pity for each one of us, every minute of every hour of every day? Jesus is there. And finally, are we able to allow the love and compassion that Jesus offers us? Are we able to offer that to others in return? Are we able to see the dilemma with profound spiritual insights, the needs of others? And as we realize those needs, we find the courage to reach out in love and hope to bring their needs to completion. I think the challenge of the gospel today is to really commit ourselves to these three things, to commit ourselves in a new way to being with Christ and to giving the graces received there to others. This is what Dominicans do. This is what Christian disciples do. This is the heart of what we do as those devoted to the Word of God, alive within us, again moving through us to touch the rest of us. May God bless us today as we seek to do His will among His people.